Third Dawn Mission is Zion. Once again, we are continuing with this idea of people who are apostles, people who cannot marry a Kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Yisro El Shenasa Gioras Bitok Shira Le Kehuna. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that if an Israelite married a female convert, the daughter would be permitted to marry a Kohen. And if a convert married the daughter of Israel, then the daughter would also be permitted to marry a Kohen as well. Aval Gershon also Gioras, Bito Psula Lekehuna. However, if a male convert married a female convert, the daughter would not be able to marry a Kohen because she would not have the concept of Zera Yisroa. Echad Gerv Echad Avadim Meshuchvarim Afilu Ad Asaradoros Ad Shetehye Imo Me Yisroa. And if a convert, whether they're freed, a Canaanite slave is freed, even 10 generations, the daughters would not be able to marry a Kohen until the mother of the son of the convert or the freed servant would actually be a Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Ger, Shenasa Gioras, Bito, Kshira, Le, Kehuna. Rabbi Yossi says, even if a male convert married a female convert, his daughter would be permitted to marry a Kohen. The Halacha goes on to say that really, if a Kohen were to ask for the advice of a Beis Din of a court, so they should tell him to follow the practice of Elazar ben Yaakov, and not to marry the daughter of a male convert than a female convert. But after the fact, the Chara Ma'isa, if you already married her, the halacha ultimately is still with Rabbi Yossi, who would not be required to divorce her, and the children would actually be fit to be Kohanim, really, to even be a Kohen Gadol. The reason is, because she did conceive and give birth in Tahara with a proper union. Perek Daled, Mishnah Ches, the fourth chapter, the eighth Mishnah. Once again, we are continuing to discuss a topic that we touched on a little bit earlier. The person is believed to disqualify his child. Ha'omer b'ni zeh mamzer. Enon emon. The person says, my son, he's a mamzer. The father admits that his son is a mamzer because he was born of a forbidden union. Such a situation, the father is not believed. Because, after all, he's karov to his son. He's related to his son. And a karov is forbidden. He's disqualified from providing edus, from testifying. And therefore, he would not be neman. He would not be believed. Afilu shenehem ormi mala ubar shebimehem mamzerhu enam nemanim. Even a situation where both of them, both the husband and the wife, say, the fetus in the womb is a mamzer, meaning she was not become pregnant from her husband or from another person, even though the woman knows 100% of certainty who impregnated her, nonetheless, they would not be believed because, it's according to Rashi, a person is disqualified for testifying against her own family member. Yehuda Omer Ne'amanim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they are believed. What is the reason why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they are believed? He bases it on a pasuk in Devarim that says, Ki esa b'chor ben esnua yakir la teislo pishnayim. He learns from the word yakir, meaning yakirena l'achirim. Rabbi Yehuda says, a person is believed when he says, this is my son, he's the b'chor. Basin doesn't know who he is, the father is still believed. The b'chor is, if it's really a b'chor, he takes twice as much from the inheritance of his father. And just like a person is believed to say, the son is my b'chor, so too a person is also believed to say, this child over here, he is the result of an inappropriate union, whether because of a Kohen, or whether because this kid is in fact a mamzer, based on a gzeras hakasuv from the word yakir. And in fact, the halacha is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a father would be believed in either one of these cases of our Mishnah, whether it's Beniz and Mamzer. If a person says, my son's a Mamzer, he is in fact believed. And if parents come along saying that their child, that is a fetus, in utero is a mamzer, they would also be believed as per Rebbe Yehuda based on the Gzeres HaKasuv, based on the Pasuk of the word Yakir, as we quoted earlier.